So Sammy Woodhouse, you might know Sammy. She's a victim of the Rotherham scandal. She's been so brave. And she took to X yesterday, to Twitter, to say this.
This is not being far right. This is people, and not just only in our country, but around the world, having genuine concerns and outrage of what's happened, and very rightly so. Now, let's be very clear on what we're talking about, what's been happening. We are talking about children being groomed, abused, raped, tortured, trafficked, murdered, blamed, ignored, impregnated, criminalised.
Amazingly powerful, and she really went after Keir Starmer in there. Let's talk now to a hero, actually, in this story. Former Detective Constable Greater Manchester Police in Rochdale, whistleblower Maggie Oliver. Morning, Maggie. It's always lovely to see you. Sammy talk like that, I get goosebumps, because it's remarkable for a woman to have been through something so traumatic to come out so articulate, so determined, so tenacious. Is she typical, Sammy, of the girls that have suffered, or a lot of them quietly away in the background?
Yeah, many. I mean, every word that Sammy said there is true. That's the first thing to say. And for decades, there's been a reluctance or a failure to listen to the voices of the victims and the survivors. They have been blamed. They have been criminalised. They have been judged. They have been failed by all the public institutions that are meant to protect them. Finally, again, we are looking at this problem in detail. It's a shame that the reason that we've had this movement the last few days is because Elon Musk happened to write about it on Twitter. And now suddenly, last night, we've got Yvette Cooper announcing that they're going to implement just 3 at the moment of the 20 recommendations from the National Abuse Inquiry led by Alexis Shea, of which I was a part. I'd say it's painfully slow, too little, too late. Are they really going to happen? I don't know.
Maggie, the worry too, isn't it, is that this is still continuing, despite the furore of the last week. Despite the Jay report, which took 7 years, God only knows why it took so long, that there are still young girls being systematically targeted by predominantly Pakistani heritage gangs.
Yeah, that's very true, Andrew. And you know, you both know that I run my own charity now, the Maggie Oliver's Foundation. So I'm not talking about cases of the past. I'm talking about victims being suffering today, and the systems. They are slightly better than they were when I first started on this campaign, but we still have a long way to go. And we mustn't lose sight in all this political wrangling. We mustn't lose sight. We talk about grooming gangs. They are raping many, many children. We've sanitized the language. Mm. We don't talk about the horror. We're talking about politicians who have failed repeatedly, but that doesn't reflect the pain and the life-destroying consequences of these crimes for victims like Sammy, who was made very good out of something very bad. But there are, you know, for every one of Sammy, there are probably 1,000 victims who don't want to go public, who still feel shame, who still feel blame, who feel that they have never had any justice. And I'm not speaking on behalf of them. It's just that I have got a platform to highlight the failures in the system that have led to those lives being destroyed.
Maggie, these crimes were committed, the ones we're talking about historically in Sammy's era, by predominantly, as we said, Muslim Asian men who believed that young white girls were worthless, able to be used for sexual gratification. Has that changed within these communities?
What I would say to that, Bev, is that abuse happens in every community. You know, whether it's in the church, whether it's in football, in schools, in the family, abuse happens everywhere. But we do not tiptoe around those issues, do we? With this particular kind of child abuse, which is life-destroying, we have to have the conversation. And, you know, I've been talking about this for 10 years now. I worked on the drama Three Girls. I think that the cat is well and truly out of the bag. And we are having conversations now that we should have had 20 years ago. And that would have prevented it escalating to the level it became. And the message that was sent out by not dealing with it properly, by the police failing to prosecute, by the courts failing to sentence adequately, was that we allowed the predators, the abusers, these monsters, to feel that we actually didn't think it was all that bad. And it gave them the confidence to continue abusing every you know, year a new generation of children. That is where we as a country have failed repeatedly to protect our children and to fight for the right for them to have justice, not to be blamed. The blame lies clearly and firmly at the feet of the abusers. And I would say firmly and squarely at the feet of our public servants who have turned away from these children. They have, you know, I've always called it willful blindness. And that's why I resigned from the police, because nobody wanted to hear what I was saying. And you don't need to be a police officer to know that raping an 11 or a 12-year-old child is against the law. I shouldn't have had to resign. It's still, you know, 12 years on from that day, and we are still going round this same hamster wheel.
We need to see Keir Starmer stand up in the House of Commons and issue you a full and unreserved apology, don't we?
You know what, Bev? Empty words mean nothing to me. I want to see him put his actions where his mouth is. You know, blaming this problem on far-right extremists is actually dodging the issue. He was the director of public prosecutions when I resigned from Rochdale. And I resigned because the charges that were being levelled at those, at the predators and the abusers of those men, I knew in detail. I knew what had happened to them because I've spoken to them all. You know, being threatened at gunpoint, being passed around a room like a ball, being raped on a daily basis. And he made the decision alongside the prosecutors that the man who got a 13-year-old pregnant didn't face charges of rape. He was out of prison in less than 4 years. As a tactical option, they put a child victim of that gang on the indictment so they could get her evidence into court without even telling her. Then they tried to take her children away from her. He was the DPP. And I'm sorry, when he says that his record is clear and good, I would take him straight back to that case, which 10 years later, Bev, the Chief Constable of Manchester has publicly acknowledged was it was borderline incompetence in the handling of it on many levels. And to this day, the CPS refused to apologise for putting that victim on the indictment as a purely tactical option. So we still have a long, long way to go. And so, you know, words like yesterday, they can, again, actually are blaming victims and abuse victims for standing up for their right to have their abusers tackled and dealt with properly. It's smoke and mirrors. And I've heard these things so many times that I get really angry about it.
Yeah, well, so you should. And thank goodness for your anger, Maggie, because it keeps it driving forward. And we appreciate all the work that you do. Maggie Oliver there.
It's good to hear her. She really is. When's she going to be Dame Maggie Oliver?
Let's see. Home Office spokesman has said,
we are working at pace across government to drive forward real action to implement the recommendations of the Independent Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse.
And commenting on the criticism of Ms. Phillips, Jess Phillips from Elon Musk, the Home Secretary said the Minister for Safeguarding and Violence Against Women and Girls has dedicated her career to tackling sexual violence and abuse and to being a voice for victims and survivors of the most terrible crimes, including sexual abuse.
I just feel so angry as I've just watched the Keir Starmer, where he's been asked a question about what's been going on. And I'm not sure if this man is just an absolute retard or if he does this deliberately, because he is so disrespectful, it's beyond belief. And not just with his comment, you know, I've been really angry with him about how he dealt with in South Park when children, you know, it was a massacre. You know, people got a stabbing. No, it wasn't. His branding people again as far right. This is not being far right. This is people in not just only in our country, but around the world, having genuine concerns and outrage of what's happened, and very rightly so. Now, let's be very clear on what we're talking about, what's been happening. We are talking about children being groomed, abused, raped, tortured, trafficked, murdered, blamed, ignored, impregnated, criminalized. And this isn't just from, you know, your gangs from the streets. We know, because evidence has shown us, and people like me have been exposing it, that politicians were involved. And I'd like to remind Keir Starmer that those politicians that I've named are Labour politicians. We're talking about police officers, ones I've named. We're talking about people within the council, foster carers. You know, my case alone and what was happening in Rotherham, that's just one town, went right up the way to the Home Office. Evidence showed that this was the entire system that knew and was ignoring it, and it was covered up. So, you know, this is no conspiracy theory of, you know, what I'm seeing by people. This is real. This happened. So I think you all need to take into consideration, you know, when you're turning this all into your politics, of what we're actually going through. You know, we as the victims, the survivors, the families. As per usual, politicians make it about them. And it's always been about them. Children like me were sacrificed for votes. And not over the last few days either. For decades. You know, I think it was the Sikhs that was talking about this back in 1970s. This has been going on for a very long time. And for people to ask me, you know, question, is it still going on? Of course it's still going on. We're talking about trafficking. It's always going to happen. And then we have disrespectful politicians like Keir Starmer, you know, branding us as far right and as racist, and, you know, like he has been doing for a long time. It's just so disgusting and disrespectful. How that man is still Prime Minister is beyond me. He needs to resign. And when he resigns, he needs to make it very clear that his actions and the words that he's been saying, you know, about Southport, about all the children being raped as well, that's why he needs to be resigning, and he needs to make that clear.